All right, so what we do every Sunday, we do the greatest game, one of the greatest games in Giants franchise history. This could go back to the New York Giants, San Francisco Giants. Chris Haft and I do this on behalf of Gelati Construction. So, Justin, let her fly.
Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, we're going to go back to Game 5 of the National League Championship Series, October 9th, 1989 at Candlestick Park. And Chris, the Giants lead this series 3-1 at this point. Now, the third game was a very big game in this playoff series. Rick Sutcliffe had a 3-0 lead against the Giants. It's the first game back at Candlestick. Series is tied 1-1. And Matt Williams and Robbie Thompson hit home runs to overcome that lead. And, Chris, those home runs were somewhat questionable, but down the line, and the Giants won that game, and then it set up Game 4 and Game 5.
You know, for a 3-1 series difference, it was probably the closest a 3-1 series could be. These teams were, at least a lot of people thought they were evenly matched. Traded victories in the first two games at cauldron-like Wrigley Field. The atmosphere for all these games was incredible because, you know, the Cubs, sure, they had made the NLCS 5 years before, but anytime the Cubs sniff the postseason, their fans ratcheted up the tension and the excitement. And of course, Giant fans hadn't had anything to celebrate as far as a pennant goes in 27 years. We all fondly remember Candlestick Park as, you know, a hotbed of emotion too. So this went down as truly one of the finest days in Giants history.
All right, the Giants go for the pennant. They were leading this series 3-1. Earlier in the year, Al Rosen, the general manager of the Giants, told broadcaster Hank Greenwald, he said, "Hank, we've just traded for the guy who's going to be on the hill when we win the pennant this year." That man was Steve Bedrosian, who came over to the Giants June 18th, 1989, for Charlie Hayes, Dennis Cook, and Terry Mulholland. All right, it's a breezy day at Candlestick Park. Mike Bielecki on the hill, he was a top Cub pitcher that year for the Cubs, and Rick Rushel, the former Cub, is on the hill for the Giants. The Cubs score first. Kevin Mitchell, who turns out to be the MVP of the National League that year, loses a ball in the sun, and Ryan Sandberg, the Hall of Fame second baseman, ends up with a double, and the Cubs take a 1-0 lead. In the Giants' seventh, Will Clark triples to right field. Mitchell then hits a sacrifice fly, and the game is tied up. Now it sets up one of the great innings in Giants history. And, Chris, let me set it up, and there's some interesting dialogue that you're going to add to this one as well. 1-1, bottom of the eighth inning. Mike Bielecki on the hill hasn't walked anybody the whole day. Ken Obergefell hits a fly ball to left. Jose Uribe strikes out, and then the fun begins. Candy Maldonado walks. Robbie Thompson walks. Brett Butler walks. And this brings up Will Clark to the plate, and the Cub manager, Don Zimmer, goes out and gets Mitch Williams. Kevin Mitchell on deck. Will Clark, Mitch Williams, and here we go.
Yeah, Kevin Mitchell had a few things to say to Will Clark. He kind of sidled up to Will and said, "You know you got to do it, don't you?" And Will said, "It's done." Will Clark, of course, one of the most confident people you could ever want to meet. He thrived on the pressure, Marty. He wanted to be up there against Mitch Williams, even though Mitch Williams was probably at his zenith at that time as a closer.
Mitch Williams, the side-arming lefty and a big strike thrower, fastball pitcher, faces Will Clark, and Will Clark hits one up the middle. To this day, Sean Dunston can still feel that ball going up the middle as he put his arm out with the glove, and it went right past him in the center field. 2-run scores, and the Giants now take a 3-1 lead, and they're trying to win the pennant.
Maldonado with the lead from third. Butler off second. Thompson from first in the pitch. And Clark hits it up the middle in a center field base hit. Maldonado scores. Here comes Butler on his way to third as Thompson. The Giants lead 3-1. And Superman has done it again.
Well, in the Cubs' ninth, Steve Bedrosian, just as Al Rosen said it, is on the hill for the Giants. He gets an out. Salazar, ground ball to third. Sean Dunston still remembers it to this day, flies out to left. Then Wilkerson gets a base hit. Webster gets a base hit. Jerome Walton gets a base hit. It's 3-2. First and third, and Ryan Sandberg comes up to face Steve Bedrosian.
Ryan Sandberg, a future Hall of Famer, an excellent clutch hitter. You know, he's a guy who potentially could deliver in that situation.
Sean Dunson says Ryan Sandberg never swung at a first pitch. He said he would work the count and get the pitch he wanted. The first pitch from Steve Bedrosian, ground ball to Robbie Thompson. He backs up a couple of steps, gets the big hop, and throws to first base. Will Clark raises his hands in the air, a very famous picture, and the Giants win the pennant.
Webster at second, Walton at first. Bedrosian throws to Sandberg, and the pitch is grounded to second base. Thompson has it, throws to first. It's over! 27 years of waiting have still gone in. The Giants have won the pennant.
The Giants win the pennant, and they win this game, Game 5, 3-2, over the Chicago Cubs.
I think Giants fans would prefer to forget the World Series that ensued, Marty. I think they'd like, for memories of the season, I should say, to end with this game. And you know what? Why not? I mean, Will Clark had a fabulous series, a record-setting series, one of the best postseason series ever. Just the whole experience for Giants fans, winning the pennant again after such a long drought, made the year worthwhile for them.
As Chris says, Will Clark, an amazing series, 13 for 20, fans, hit .650, 8 runs scored, 3 doubles, a triple, 2 homers and 8 RBIs. He hit .650, got on base .682, and his slugging and on-base percentage, Chris, was 1.200. The other side of the coin, the other first baseman, Mark Grace, was terrific. 11 for 17 for Mark Grace, a homer, 8 RBIs. He hit .647. Slugged at .682, and he had a 1.18 OPS for him. But Don Zimmer, Roger Craig, two former Brooklyn Dodger teammates, match up in this one. The Giants win it. They win the pennant and go on to the World Series to take on the A's. But for Will Clark, an amazing year for him. .333, 104 runs scored, 196 hits, 23 homers, 111 RBIs, but no bigger RBIs than the two he got in the eighth inning, which helped win this game 3-2 over the Chicago Cubs and a pennant for the San Francisco Giants. Chris, a great game in Giants history. All right, we'll be back with another great game in Giants franchise history right here, KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.